It is entirely lack flavour. It's like someone shaped dust into the shape of a Jaffa cake and went, this is a Jaffa cake now.
It's not as soft.
Student life can be an expensive one, with the big nights out, socials with your favourite society, and even stationery for that research project you should have started back in week 4. The cost can begin to mount up, and that's all before your weekly shop.
Now, just because you're a student doesn't mean you should have to compromise on taste and trying to get the best deals. So we at Brave Food Radio got together a group of students to taste test different brands of the same food so that you don't have to.
The first hurdle for our 5 taste testers is the British classic, the Jaffa Cake. We all know the McVitie's brand, but what we want to know is the Morrison's Value brand just as good?
Tell me about that then, Jack. What did you think of the first one versus the second one?
I thought the first one was nicer to eat. It was kind of softer and kind of had more taste of the orange to it than the second one, which was arguably stale.
Yeah, the second one was a lot more dry, so definitely the first one.
The second one was obviously just dust they've compressed into a shape and then covered in a bit of chocolate.
The price of the ones you didn't like were about 30p. Do they taste 30p?
Yes.
That's overpriced.
And the ones that you did like are the actual McVitie's Jaffa Cakes, and I got this massive pack, which has 24 of them, for £1.
It's not looking good for the cheap option so far, but with a price difference of over 70 pence, is that to be expected?
Next up is the student staple food, pizza. But is it better to go for a big brand like Pizza Express, or will the cheaper version of the Italian dish suffice?
All right, guys, this is the first round of pizza round. Take a piece.
It's very plain.
It's kind of bland.
I mean,
a bit bland. Yeah.
It's possible.
It's like bread.
Is this food?
It's very plain.
Yes. Is this good food? No.
Okay, this pizza is noticeably different to look at, for one. A lot more cheese, but we're going to see what it tastes like.
It has a nicer texture, but the taste is still pretty bland.
This one tastes less like breadsticks and more like an actual pizza. The base of the pizza actually had more of a taste to it. The first one was kind of like bad breadsticks, as opposed to actually being pizza.
So which one would you buy?
I'd definitely buy the second one.
Okay, here's now me to tell you that the first one cost £1, the second one cost around £3.50. Are you still going to buy the second pizza?
If I really wanted pizza, I'd probably still buy the second one.
Once again, it looks like the more expensive food is better. It's not looking good for our student budgets.
The last dish on the menu tonight is a simple breaded chicken burger. Quick and easy to cook, and with minimal chance of starting a house fire, Bird's Eye Frozen Food has been a friend of many a student, but is the Morrison's brand just as good?
Jack, what was your opinion of the two burgers?
The second burger, I had a lot more flavour to it.
The second one was much nicer. First one was a little tasteless.
This is the time for me to tell you that the first one was Bird's Eye, and the second one was Morrison's brand.
Just as we thought all hope was lost, our taste testers have struck gold. Looks like our big brand food isn't everything, and sometimes a cheaper alternative can be just as good, if not better.
So that was Kirsty
and Scarlett
for Brave Food Radio.